For the last Sunday of the year, the bishop sent us a pastoral letter, which may, of course, well be his last. I don't know. He may send us another before our new bishop arrives. We never know. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the year of faith, as a period of particular focus on issues of faith in the Catholic community, comes to an end today. We are grateful to Pope Emeritus Benedict for his initiative. It presented us with an opportunity to take stock and to check out our knowledge and understanding of our faith and what it stands for in the 21st century. We finish this period with a prayer of thanksgiving, the Mass of Christ the King. However, every year, month, or day is one of faith. And the invitation today is that we need to commit ourselves anew to the living of our faith in every aspect of our lives. What does a commitment mean in practice? Means devoting time to regular prayer, where possible, daily. It should include our Sunday Mass, the central prayer of the Church, the body of Christ. It could include the Liturgy of the Hours, with its wide use of the Psalms, a real enrichment for our more personal prayer. Prayer will always be the language of our faith. Finding some time dedicated to deepen and widen our knowledge and love of Christ in the Scriptures and in the living tradition of the Church. Third, allowing the loving mercy of God to touch our lives, a theme central in today's gospel, in the conversation between Jesus and the good thief. Then we in our turn can facilitate its touching the lives of others. Recognizing in ourselves the workings of divine grace and love, and also the need to deal with our own waywardness. The sacrament of reconciliation, regularly celebrated, will be a great help in achieving this, as indeed would be a daily reflection on our lives, which could become part of our daily prayer. Building into our lives a way of sharing the goods of the earth with those in need, a vibrant sign of the Christian life being lived conscientiously, is the priority we give to the needs of others on a regular basis. And being ready to give to others an explanation of the hope that we carry within us. The word evangelization refers to this, and we are all without exception called to do this with respect and love for those around us. Those elements are permanent features of the Christian life as lived. In recent years, Christ the King has been a day on which we are encouraged to keep our young people in prayer and to encourage them to live their faith as fully as possible. The year of faith, which draws to a close today, will only bear fruit in the future if we allow the Holy Spirit to guide our lives along the road set out by Jesus. And may God bless you all.